instead of eyes. The snowman had two large pieces of coal in his head. His mouth consisted of an old rake, so that he had teeth as well. He was born amidst the shouts and laughter of the boys, and greeted by the jingling bells and cracking whips of the sledges. The sun went down. The full moon rose, large, round, clear, and beautiful, in the dark blue sky.
"There it is again, on the other side," said the snowman,
by which he meant the sun was appearing again.
"I have become quite accustomed to its glaring. I wish I knew, though, how one ought to see about changing one's position. I should very much like to move about. If I only could, I would glide up and down the ice there, as I saw the boys doing. But somehow or other, I don't know how to run."
"Bow wow," barked the old yard dog. He was rather hoarse and couldn't bark very well. "The sun will soon teach you to run. I saw that last winter with your predecessor, and farther back still with his predecessors. They have all run away."
"I don't understand you, my friend," said the snowman. "That thing up there is to teach me to run?"
He meant the moon.
"Well, it certainly did run just now, for I saw it quite plainly over there, and now here it is on this side."
"You know nothing at all about it," said the yard dog. "Why, you have only just been made. The thing you see there is the moon. The other thing you saw going down the other side was the sun. He will come up again tomorrow morning and will soon teach you how to run away down the gutter. The weather is going to change. I feel it already by the pain in my left hind leg. The weather is certainly going to change."